Today is May 20th, 2023, and this is the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Logger run down by automobile. Hit by a swiftly moving automobile when he fell in front of the car at Heron and F Streets tonight, Victor Erickson, logger living at the Eagle Hotel, was severely bruised. Gus West of Cosmopolis, driver of the machine, was arrested but released when police completed their investigation of the accident. Erickson, who according to the authorities was under the influence of liquor, staggered into the middle of the street and fell in front of West's car. The wheels of the machine passed over his legs. The injured man was rushed to police headquarters in the patrol car and medical aid administered. In other news, court continues case restraining Cosmopolis City. Judge Ben Sheeks in Superior Court in Montesano this morning continued the restraining orders granted by Judge Abel to George Bartuovich, Pete Binsky, C.H. Balalis, and Tom Plumas against the city of Cosmopolis and its officers until June 4th. The case will then be tried out on their merits. These injunctions restrain the city officials from arresting the men who operate soft drink parlors in Cosmopolis, for which they have been refused licenses under the ordinance recently put into effect by the city. The case was transferred from Judge Abel's department. In other news, pigeons in Oakfield killed at cost of $10 each. Fine of $180 for shooting pigeons was laid on Herbert Bunch, rancher living between Elma and McCleary, by Justice of the Peace L.B. Bignold of Montesano, Friday. Jack Winslow, county game warden, stated yesterday, only $80 was owed, however, $100 of the fine being remitted. The trial was held the same day as the arrest by Winslow. The fine represented $10 for each pigeon found, 17 birds being found in Mr. Bunch's home, and one on his person, according to the warden. Mr. Bunch did not deny shooting the birds, but said that they had been eating oats he had sown broadcast into the fields. Warden Winslow said the pigeons were not harming his crop, as they only ate oats which lay on the top of the ground, and which would not germinate. Most of the plants were from 3 or 4 inches high, while the oats found in birds' crops had not started to sprout, he declared. Mr. Bunch's ranch is located on the South Union Road east of Elma, where he specializes in raising pigs and chickens. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on May 20, 1923. After 3 months of further restoration inside our 1924 mansion, the Polson Museum is pleased to announce we are again open Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4. We're also excited to announce the long-awaited return of our popular red car raffle with this year's grand prize, a 2023 Hot Pepper Red Big Bend Edition Ford Bronco Sport. We've shaken things up with this year's raffle and are now limiting total ticket sales to just 1,000 and have an additional $4,000 cash prizes to give away. Stop in at the museum or visit PolsonMuseum.org for more details. We look forward to welcoming you back to the Polson, and as always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.